The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
So we try to give you a balance of information you can use, especially in this pandemic world that we're living in, and then information that's just silly and stupid. And I'm going to let you determine where this falls.
Okay. All right. I think I have a guess.
Okay. All right. So there is this researcher by the name of Sam Gambier, who has designed a smart toilet.
Okay, how smart is it?
So here's the thing. We've already talked about toilets that are on the market now that are like smart toilets in the sense that they have Alexa devices and you can listen to music.
They're super fancy.
While you're using the restroom.
They have lights.
So this smart toilet is for health.
Okay, so
and well-being.
Listen, are you telling me that it's like gathering information from your bottom?
Okay, so here's a couple things I've learned
by
this article.
Okay,
one, Sam. Can we call him Sam?
Sam. I feel like
Sam, the researcher.
Yeah.
Says, you know, like your fingers have unique fingerprints.
Uh huh. Are you telling me my butt cheeks have fingerprints? Is that what you're telling me?
No, your anus.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's got a scanner.
Wow.
It's got a scanner. Yeah, that's
oh wow.
Each one is unique.
Oh, it's way more invasive.
Each one is unique.
I feel violated.
Each one is unique.
Oh, I haven't even sat on it. I feel violated.
Sam says, "We know it seems weird,
as
it turns out, your print is unique."
How did they determine that?
I don't know what sort
of...
How
many did you look at to figure that out? Oh, God.
So here's the thing, and this is the reason why the data is useful and for health, because it can monitor the health of its users by analyzing consistencies, inconsistencies, and check for potential markers for disease, and it can send the data to a cloud system that could be integrated into health records.
So you're telling me you're getting scanned every single time you're using
it? Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then danger, Will Robinson, something goes off if they detect something's a little not normal.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Could you imagine?
Oh, no, sir.
Could you imagine if in 20 years, say, you know, we have gained so much as a society and our fingerprints are non-existent. And when you get booked into the police station, they use a different sort of print.
They're scanning your back door?
To identify you.
I don't think we're going to get there.
They're like, drop them, son.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I feel like we're always going to have fingerprints. I feel like that's not going away.
Well,
I think we're safe there.
Okay.
I really don't think that we're going to advance to the level of that's going to be their first step.
So, like I said, this show has a balance of useful information in this pandemic and then silly information. And
are they going to sell that at Home Depot? I don't think I'm buying it.
Let you determine where that falls. But,
I don't think so.
There is now a smart toilet that will check out and scan your anus.
Do they have a price tag on that yet?
I don't have a price tag on that.
Again, I don't think
But you know what?
It.
What price? I mean, what?
Can
what?
You put a price on health?
Can you put a price on your health?
I can. I can. I'm not worth it.